As I promised last week, I shared with you that I would give you an overview of what transitional ministry is all about. So we're going to get right to it. Have you got your outline there for me? Let's just follow along. I'm thrilled to be engaged again in another ministry. And it's as Tim said, I'm very much aware of how God has gifted me and where my sweet spot is. And that's good. And so we want to work together. Let me give you an overview of transitional pastoral ministry. Flip over to the next screen for me. The big idea is that in times of transitions, there are windows for opportunities for the churches to experience transformational turning points towards health and mission. That's the big idea. Now, the big objective of what we want to accomplish is there in the outline, is to welcome a new senior pastor to a healthy, functional, spiritually renewed church community. That's the ultimate goal. So if you want to know what the target on the wall is, that's my target. I'm already thinking about that. So here's the purpose statement that the Board of Elders put together for this transitional season. It's in your notes. The purpose of our transition is to bring closure to the past, health to the present, and a renewed vision to the future. Why do we do transitional ministry rather than the old interim ministry perspective? Well, let me show you on your outline. You see this. There's a little graph that these are the basic ministry components. You can walk right through it and fill up all the blanks for me. You'll see that there's four basic parts. There's the closure or the exit. Go right straight through the PowerPoint so that they all fill up. Keep clicking. All right. You'll see that in your outline. Go right to the next slide for me. Sorry. There's four basic phases. There's the exit where the pastor leaves. And that can be either in good terms or bad terms. It can be a long term. It can be a short term. But that's what happens. Then there's closure. And beside that, I want you to write down this word. I want you to write down that it's partial closure. It's partial. You enter into a time of grief and a time of loss, but you really don't get an opportunity to get through that. Then you quick go into the search process because Sunday keeps coming with regularity. Okay. And then what happens is you install that new pastor and then you start right back up again and you try to do it as easy and as quickly as possible. Now let's go to the next slide because here's what I want you to see, that the traditional interim role basically took care of these things. This is not in your notes. This is an extra. This is a bonus. Pastoral care, worship, preaching, short-term administration. But I want you to see the paradigm. Write this down on your notes. The interim paradigm is hold the fort. I thought that was rather funny for this place. Hold the fort mentality. We're basically just holding it together until the next guy comes. Does that make sense to you? All right. Let me give you a picture of what the transitional process is. It's a little more complicated. Go to the next slide for us. I want to give you the eight goals of the transitional paradigm, okay? Here is the bigger picture. Now, it looks a little bit more complicated, and that's why I blew it up for your notes. There are several different parts. In fact, there are eight specific things that we're going to be looking at, but I want you to see, when you look at that line, there's the exit of the pastor, then there's the transitional leader, coach, or pastor that comes in the middle, and then there's a bunch of other stuff that's happening at the same time, as well as the exit of the transitional pastor. So you can see that it's very intentional, and there are specific things that we are going to try to accomplish, and we're going to try to go through. And this is what we're trying to do is we're not reinventing the wheel. What we're trying to do is we're trying to go through the components of this to make sure that we're healthy. Does that make sense to you? Yes, Bob. All right. Flip to the next slide. Here are four of the eight transitional goals. The first one is closure. That sounds like the other one. Then there's preaching, but I want you to understand that there's preaching with intentionality. The reason why I'm sharing with you during this year certain messages is because it couples with what we're trying to accomplish. We are going to go through in November, like I shared with you, a whole month about our heritage as a part of the Christian Missionary Alliance. Why is that? I want us to get a picture of what our DNA is so that when we get together to look at our vision, we've got that in the back of our mind of that's how we're connected to our denomination. So we have a foundation of looking at that. And then we're going to be talking about some other things. Then there's pastoral care. I'm to make sure that we facilitate pastoral care. Now, I want to say to you that the Board of Elders have really decided to step up for this, and they're taking the lead on this pastoral care part of this. I'm to make sure that it takes place, but they're rising up to the occasion, and I'm working with them to do that. Then there's administration, which is basically you get that. Next slide. Here's some other components. Relationship renewal. During the time of transition, it gives us an opportunity to sit down and look at our relationships. Because here's what I want you to see. Part of the grief and the loss and the angst in your soul about what is going on in the church and your past relationship with other pastors and other staff members is simply a demonstration of grief. And there have been broken relationships, and there's forgiveness that needs to take place. And so what we're going to do is we're going to spend some time looking at that. Why do we need to forgive? Why do we need to make sure we're in right relationship? Then we're going to look at vision clarity. In the new year, we're going to spend a town hall meeting, and we're going to sit down and we're going to go, what is God's vision for Fort Saskatchewan Alliance Church? And we're not going to reinvent the wheel. What we're going to do is we're simply going to sit down and say, this was our vision. Is this still our vision? It may be. And what we want to do is we just want clarity on that. We want to know. And by the way, I checked on Friday. We have over 43 surveys that have been done. Thank you for those of you that did it. For those of you that haven't, you get one more day to do that. But please, I want to encourage you to do it because it's going to help us also understand whether or not you think that you know what the vision of the church is. Do you have clarity of what we think the church vision is? So there's components there. We're going to look at organizational health. Do we have some things out of balance? Are there some things that we're going to need to do to just make sure that we're healthy organizationally? Talk about our governance. We're going to talk about training. We're going to talk about developing leaders, those kinds of things. And then we're ultimately going to, again, begin the search process. Now, why is that important? Because that's the ultimate goal, right? It's the ultimate goal. Because what we want to accomplish is we want to accomplish writing, if I can find it here, a church profile. Now, this happens to be the church profile that I put together for Sturgeon Alliance Church. And after we've established what our vision is and we know where we are organizationally, we begin to develop, and I have a template for this. When I brought this to the elders board at Sturgeon, one of them got very angry with me. And I said, why are you upset? He said, because we spent 40 hours and all we came up with was 4 pages. This is 12. I have a template. So what we're going to do is we're going to make this available so that anybody looking to become the next leader of this church knows everything that they need to know about Fort Saskatchewan, the city, the schools, what's going on aside, around us, and then also about the church and the vision of the church, the ministries of the church. So this is what we're going to create. And then we're going to go looking for, with Tim, we're going to go looking for the next pastor. So there's certain components that come with that. And so then we'll be able to develop that whole process with intentionality to ultimately get to the new leader. Now it gives us some time. So I want you to see this new paradigm. It's not in your notes, but I want you to just hear it. Remember, the old paradigm is hold the fort. Here's the new paradigm. See transition as a season of renewal. It gives us an opportunity to stop and to breathe and to just hear from God. It's a time of meaningful change. We're going to look at things and we're going to look at them objectively. We're going to look at them honestly as a congregation. And we're going to say, is it still effective? Do we still need to be doing it? Is there something else that God's called us to? Also gives me an opportunity to help you understand what renewal is all about. In fact, somebody came up to me last Sunday after the service, so grateful to hear this. Somebody said, God is going to bring revival to this city and to this church this year. That's renewal. And we need to pray for that. And the last one is that we want to look for a pastor in a position of health rather than a position of desperation. Does that make sense to you? Okay. Here's the ultimate objective: to hand off a healthier, spiritually renewed church to a new senior leader who has been hired through a positive search process, independence of the Holy Spirit's guidance, we want him to help us go through that process. That's the bigger picture of what we're going to be doing. Now, on your in your insert, on the bottom, if you open it up, on the bottom left-hand corner is going to give you a little bit of a timeline of what we're going to be doing. We're going to have 3 town hall meetings. You're going to see the first thing we want to do in September is to complete the church survey. So please, please, please do that. Then we're going to have a town hall about our history wall. And by the way, I already have your history. I don't know your history. Probably know more than you want me to know about your history. But I see some incredible things in this history. So what we're going to do is we're going to walk through this history wall. We're going to talk about the high points. We're going to celebrate where God's done some incredible things. And we're also going to identify some hurts. And we're not about assimilating blame. It's not about assigning blame to anyone. What we're looking for is patterns. Are there patterns that we need to interrupt and stop simply because we haven't gone through this process before? Tim and I were talking before about I need to be able to go into churches and to help them not go through a transition process by helping them walk through a history wall experience, because I believe that there's an incredible amount of freedom that comes when you do that. When you say, God has been faithful, God has taught us, we bring closure to it, and we look forward to the future. It brings a new spirit in the church every time. Then we're going to do vision. January, we're going to talk about the vision, as I said. Then we're going to look at the ministry. We're going to say, okay, here's where we've been. Here's where we want to go. Do we have the right tracks? And we're going to look at that and do an evaluation of the whole situation. All right? Does that make sense to you? Now you know. Now you know what we're doing. So you can keep this. And I want you to keep this. Now, we have a transition team that we put together. We're gonna pray for them in just a moment. But I want you to go to the very last slide for me, because I wanna go to the back. We'll come back to this one, okay? Go to the next one. Here's my invitation for you. So flip over the page. I want you to keep this in your Bible, because this is what I want to invite you to be participating with us this year. I want you to pray for the transition process. I want you to pray for us as leaders. I want you to pray for the staff. I want you to pray for the process of what we want. So when you know a town hall meeting's coming up, I want you to pray for the town hall meeting. When you know Sunday morning's coming up, I want you to pray for Sunday morning. I want you to listen to God. And I want you to listen to God, first of all, what he's saying to you in this process, but also what is he maybe saying to you about our church family that maybe we need to hear. I want you to lean into the process. I want to invite you not to sit back, because here's the tendency. The tendency of an interim or for a transitional year is just to go, well, it's only a year, let's just wait. I want you to lean in. I want you to lean in and be involved. And many of you just stepped up to the plate to help us out with our children's ministry. There are some other areas of ministry that we need you to step up to. Lean in. Don't pull back. Lean in. I want you to watch and see what God is doing and see where he's working. And we are going to begin to see God's fingerprints everywhere in this ministry. When we start looking for them, we will see them. Then I want you to expect to see God shaping us as a church, that we become very crystal clear about what it is that God's called us to be and do. And so that's so we can get so clear that we know what that glove is, so that when we put this together, we're looking for the right hand to fit that glove. I want you to also start praying right now and believing that God already has the next leader for you. Start praying for that. Start praying for that. Start believing that and start moving towards that. Because I believe with all my heart, God has the right man and wife to come and to lead this church into the next season. I believe it with all my heart, or else I would not be here. Because I wouldn't set you up to not have somebody come. And then I want you to also give joyfully. I don't want you to pull back on that and go, I'm just going to wait and see what happens here, Bob. Withhold my tithe. Well, if you do that, you're going to remove God's blessing from your life first and foremost. You don't give to me, you give to him. But it's important for us in looking for a new pastor that we're healthy financially too. And that we have the resources available so that when the next pastor comes in and goes, okay, let's take the land, let's move, let's make the right decisions, let's go forward and take this city for Christ, that we've got the ability to do that. And by the way, I've seen your history. You have been generous and you are generous. Keep being generous. Is that okay? You still love me? I'm only here for another 11 months. Does it make sense to you? I'm on task. I'm focused because this is what I have been charged to do, to come to help you get ready for the next guy. Does that make sense? All right. Go back one more slide for me. Thank you for being with us. I want to introduce to you the transition team. And the transition team is here to help us walk through and make sure that we keep on track with those things that we've, those eight goals. So Sharon and Marilyn and Linda, Dave, Les, and Bruce have all said we're willing to step up to the plate. So I'm going to invite those six to join me on the platform because we want to pray for them too. All right? Let's put this back here. Will you stand with me? Come on up. We're going to spend some time together, so let's get close, right? All right. The board and I really prayed about who we felt that would be just solid people to help us with the process, but also understood the church family and the church family history. So I'm so grateful, and I leave that with the men to choose the people that are going to be on our team. But I'm looking forward to what God is going to do in and through these people. Amen. Let's pray together. Father God, I thank you for this group of people, these men and women who've said yes to putting their hand to the plow to help us go through this transition process. Lord, I pray that you'd give us wisdom. I pray that you'd give us discernment. I pray that you will deepen our faith and our belief in what you are able to do and what you want to do in this church. I pray, Lord, that you would guard our minds from the enemy's lies, and that we would hear the truth, and that we would allow that truth to help us shape the decisions that we make, especially in leading this process. I thank you for their willingness, and I pray your blessing on them. And I ask, oh God, that you would just allow them to be filled with joy as they experience this year on this transition team. We love them. We just thank you for them, God, and ask your blessing upon them. And all God's people said, amen. 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 God bless you, folks. Thank you very much.